With a little more than 2 weeks until the end of 2019's legislative session, lawmakers in Carson City are beginning to work feverishly to put the final touches on hundreds of pieces of Nevada legislation. To break down some of that for us, I'm joined by KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Bree.
So it's been a couple of weeks since we last chatted about the session. Where are we at in the process?
Well, today is 106 out of 120, so there are just 2 weeks left, and there's a lot of work to do. First off, they've got to craft a budget. One of the big items still left to be decided is the education funding. There's also that major state collective bargaining for state employees and that teacher pay raise on the table. There's also hundreds of bills still up in the air. The governor has signed a little less than 90 bills so far, meaning there's a lot of action needed to be taken on hundreds of bills.
But, you know, we did pass a major deadline, right?
We absolutely did. Friday marked the second committee House passage. A little more than three dozen bills met their end there. And some of those included a measure that would have expanded the rights of tenants, a plan to convert traffic citations to civil matters rather than criminal infractions. And lastly, I just wanted to mention AB 153, a bill that would have made it a crime to negligently leave a firearm where a child could get at it. Those are all dead. But instead of dwelling on those measures that have died, let's look at some of the bills that made it in under the wire. That includes a measure that would prohibit the state from entering into any contract with a private prison, and would have to end those contracts within the next 3 years. Also requires state officials to inspect those sites twice annually. There's also a bill that would require law enforcement in Nevada to provide data on how many people local law enforcement agencies are transferring to federal immigration officials and what local charges landed them in jail in the first place. And there's also a measure that would seal the records of anyone who committed an offense for a crime that's been decriminalized, that i.e. pot. That's a measure that came up in 2017 but was vetoed by then-Governor Sandoval.
So I just want to go back to something you said just a moment ago to talk about that education funding overhaul. There seems to be a lot of controversy over that at this point.
I definitely don't think you're alone in that. Let's talk about the proposed new funding formula itself that came out just a few days ago. Under the overhaul, the state would do away with the 52-year-old Nevada plan, move to what's called a weighted funding formula. Under the plan, the state would come up with a new base per pupil amount. That's the sum of money each district will get based solely on enrollment. At this point, that amount has not yet been determined. Now, here's where the new plan is different from the old one. Schools will get extra money for each student with quote-unquote special needs, whether it's a disability, they receive free or reduced price lunches, English language learners, gifted students. For each of those students, districts will get a little extra money. Now, the current plan doesn't appropriate money to help those students individually. Instead, it goes to help fund programming specifically. And at this point, it's not clear what support this particular plan has. You know, the state teachers union has already spoken out against it. Rural districts are also very likely concerned. However, they're probably voicing those concerns behind closed doors. And that leads us to our other sticking point. Last week, lawmakers introduced a measure that would move money from the sale of recreational pot from the state's rainy day fund and into education. That's an expected $120 million for the next biennium. Under that proposal, schools will need a pretty decent size. We'll see a pretty decent size bump in per pupil funding. That's an increase of about $120 a year. The reason that's an issue is that under Governor Sisolak's proposed budget, that money was already earmarked to go to school safety programs and the Millennium Scholarship. So that's pretty controversial there, you know. And that's just dealing with the school funding formula. We're not even talking about the 3% proposed teacher pay raise that Democrats promised earlier this session. So it's going to be a lot of fight in the last 2 weeks.
So quickly, what can we expect to see in the last 2 weeks of the session?
To be honest, it's going to be incredibly busy. There's still a lot of work left to be done, and especially with this education funding overhaul. The next deadline is actually Thursday, May 24th. That's the deadline for passage of non-exempt bills from the second house. So if it doesn't have a fiscal note, it's got to get done very, very soon. So we'll see what comes of it.
Paul Boger is KUNR's senior political reporter. He's been reporting on the 2019 Nevada legislative session. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thank you, Bree.